Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Renza and he is out, Farrell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Larry moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Larry moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Markham moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Markham moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rensa for a passed ball. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rensa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Rensa and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 0 in the game. Renza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny McFadden now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird bunts for a single. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to third. Larry moves to second. Babe Ruth pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10. And the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Devens now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Devens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.